Washington's Supreme Court may have just made it easier for prison inmates to try to get their convictions overturned through DNA testing. In a 6-3 ruling today, the High Court said inmates don't have to show they're likely innocent in order to win a post-conviction DNA test. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
This ruling stems from the case of a man named Lindsey Crumpton, who was convicted of breaking into the home of an elderly Bremerton widow back in 1993 and raping her multiple times. Years later, Crumpton sought to have a post-conviction review of the DNA evidence. The court said no on the grounds that it was unlikely DNA testing would exonerate him. The Washington Supreme Court, though, has set a standard that is less rigid. In order to get a new test, a convict only has to show that the results of a DNA test could prove their innocence or guilt.
And in a multiple perpetrator scenario, it might not. But in a single perpetrator scenario, it might very well.
That's attorney Diane Myers. She filed a friend of the court brief in this case on behalf of the Innocence Network. Myers calls the decision incredibly meaningful for anyone wrongfully convicted in Washington. But the three dissenting justices warn this ruling will open the floodgates and allow convicted rapists going back 20 years to request and receive post-conviction DNA testing. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.